Good morning, Columbus County. This is Jefferson Weaver with your CCN local news for Monday, December 8th. Tuesday is the last city council meeting for Whiteville City Manager Darren Curry. He announced his retirement earlier this year. Curry has suggested to the city council that the finance officer, Colburn Brown, be named interim manager. Councilwoman Helen Holden will step down this week as she is replaced by newcomer Linda Smith. Smith will take the oath of office Tuesday, along with Mayor Terry Mann and incumbent council members Vicki Pate and Tim Collier. At Lake Waccamaw, Greg Jacobs will take the mayor's gavel from Matt Wilson on Tuesday. Lynn Hennett and Curtis Andrews will also be sworn in as commissioners. Charges were dropped last week against County Commissioner Giles Buddy Bird in Bladen County. The district attorney's office said the evidence was not conclusive that Bird had anything to do with the theft of a bucket of hydraulic fluid from a farm in the Tar Heel area. An employee of Bird was sentenced to 6 months in jail for stealing the oil. Derone Blanks will serve up to 23 years in prison after he was convicted of trafficking heroin in Columbus County Superior Court. District Attorney John David announced that Blanks was sentenced here on Thursday. Blanks fled a checking station and led deputies on a multi-county chase before wrecking his vehicle in 2021. He had 138 grams of heroin in his vehicle at the time. Child sex charges were leveled against a Clarkton man after he allegedly kidnapped a teen girl earlier last week. Willie Graham Jr. is being held under no bond. He is charged with forcible rape, child sex offense, statutory rape of a child under 15, and multiple other offenses. Look for more on this story later on our website. A Fairbluff infant suffered multiple broken bones in different assaults, according to Fairbluff police. The FBPD arrested Serenity Hayes, age 24, on Wednesday on a single charge of felony child abuse. This weekend's rains put a damper on many Christmas activities. At Tabor City, the Cookie Crawl was rescheduled for this Friday. Fairbluff and Regalwood will hold their parades this Saturday. Now, Whiteville rescheduled its parade for this coming Sunday at 6 p.m. Although Saturday's events in downtown Whiteville were canceled, the real Whiteville Santa made a brief appearance downtown to officially light the Christmas tree. Santa retired this year after more than 50 years on the job. No new election filings were reported in Columbus County on Friday after a very busy week. Ken Elliott, Kevin Norris, Josh McPherson, and Bill Rogers are officially running for the Republican nomination for sheriff. Ronnie Strickland filed to run for the District 2 County School Board post. Irvin Enzer filed for the District 3 School Board seat. Chris Worley signed up for District 4. In the County Commissioner's races, incumbent District 1 Commissioner Barbara Featherson is still the only Democrat candidate to file for local office. Scott Floyd is currently unopposed for the Republican nod for the District 7 Commission seat he currently holds. Incumbent Ricky Bullard is facing a challenge from Jeannie McPherson for the Republican nomination for Commissioner District 6. Brunswick County Attorney J.K. Summers filed to run for District Attorney Friday, challenging First Assistant District Attorney Jenna Early. John David announced last week that he will not be running for re-election this year. For WTXY and ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver reporting.